So we are still here in Masechet Bava Basra, Perek Mishneis, the ninth chapter. And what the Gemara has introduced to us is a remarkable rabbinic enactment. Normally, adulthood in halacha is once a boy reaches the age of 13 and he has two pubic hairs. We learned that in Masechet Yevamos, Shtei Sairos, and Shanim and Simanim. Well, thank you so much. But now we've learned a new takana, and that is people don't appreciate what they get easily. And that's even true about a child who inherits wealth from his father. If he inherits it, he doesn't appreciate it. If the child would have earned it, so a 14-year-old who gets a job, gets some money, uses that money to buy a field, buys another field, we don't get involved there. That's fine. You know, a kid who's working, and through working, collecting assets, he's fully responsible. But a kid who inherits assets, so it comes easy. You know what? He's still a young boy. He may be an adult, but he's a young boy. He's going to chase shiny objects. He's going to think it came easily, it'll come easily. He might sell this field that he inherits for a bad price. He'll be excited about the money, and he'll sell out the field even though it's worth more. So the sages made a takana. They said that a boy who inherits cannot sell the field that he inherits until he is 18 or 20. So then we learned yesterday that even though they made this takana, but there is a carve-out of this takana. If the boy, or girl for that matter, is exceptionally gifted in business matters, then even though they are younger than 20, the deal would stand if they sell the field that they inherited. All right, so that was the discussion. Why don't we start there again? Second wide line in the wide lines on Kufnun Heim and Beis, a story. Shalach le Gidol bar Menashe le Rava. Gidol bar Menashe sent to Rava. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, our teacher Rava should teach us. Tinokos bas arbes reishan of yom echad. If we have a young girl, she's 14 in a day. But yodas petiv masu matan. But she is an expert in matters of business. Mahu, would this takana that we don't allow them to be able to effectuate a sale because they aren't yet 20, does that apply? Do we say, no, she's 14 and she knows business, so then they could effectuate a sale. So Shalach Lei sent back to him, Im Yodas Petiv Masa Umatan, Gidol Bar Menashia. Rava sent back to Gidol Bar Menashia, if she knows business, mekcha mekach, umim kara minkar, then the deals do work. Her sale is a sale, her purchase is a purchase. So the Gemara says, v'lishlach leitinok, why did he only ask about a 14-year-old? Ask about someone who's younger than 14. So the Gemara says, ma'isa shaya kachaya, that was the story. The story was with a 14-year-old. Ask about a 12-year-old. Well, again, the story was 14. Anyways, why talk about a girl, talk about a boy? Then the question is, why talk about a 14-year-old, talk about a 12-year-old? The answer is, that's what happened. So this is just giving you the account of what happened.
I should have asked the second question once they had the answer to the first question.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Another story. Hahu, there was this boy, Pachos mi ben Esther, who inherited his father's field. He was younger than 20. So he sold his father's property, and everybody thought that it worked because he apparently was very gifted in business. He was known to be a good businessman. So like Gidol bar Menashe, once someone knows about business, he can't sell even younger than 20. So they came in front of Rava, because apparently after he sold, people told him, hey, you were a fool, you sold something so valuable for such a low price. So he went to Rava to try to get it all reversed. So Amrele, so the relatives told him, Amrele Krove, listen, Rava's not going to reverse it because you're smart. You've got to put on a show that you're really a fool. So his relatives told him, Zil achol tamri, go eat dates. V'shadi be kashyasa be Rava. Start throwing all the pits into Rava's, you know, living room. So Rava will say, what is this? A person comes, he starts throwing pits here at the house. He's nuts. All right, he's not mature. So Abadachi, so he did it. He ate the dates and he threw the pits at Rava's room. Amr Luhu, so Rava said, all right, Zvine lav Zvine. Apparently the sale wasn't a sale. So now whenever you have a court case, there is a written document of the court case. There is the shtar of the psak, the document written by the sofer about the ruling. So the sofer started to write up the ruling. This young boy sold his field that he inherited. And we didn't know whether it could work or not. We didn't know if he was mature enough, if he was wise enough. But then he proved himself to be a fool, so the sale was annulled. So Kika Kasvile Shtaros, when they were writing up this document, Amrule Lekucho, so the purchaser said to him, Zil Emale Lerava, go tell Rava the following. So the purchaser has now told this boy, why don't you ask Rava the following question? Megillas Esther Bezuzah, a sofer who writes a big scroll of Megillas Esther, he gets paid a zuz. Shtar Demar Bezuzah, and you have a sofer Adayanim, a scribe of the judges. He also gets paid a zuz for writing up the psak. The psak is much less than Megillas Esther. Why is it fair that a person always gets a zuz? That's a good question. So Azal Amrulin. So he went and he said this question to Rava. So Rava said, hey, this is a good business mind. You know what? Amar Luhu, Zvine Zvine. All right, the deal was a good deal. You know what? We're going to tear up this psak that we were writing. So Amar Krove. So the relatives ran into Rava. They said, hey, Lekucho Sak Maruhu. It was the buyers who taught him. They taught him to ask this question. He himself's a fool. But they taught him to ask the question, so really the deal shouldn't be a deal, because he's a fool. Amar Luhu, so Rava said to them, Mizbur Le Savar. Well, apparently, they explained it to him. So anybody who can understand what's explained to him is already not a fool. Cave of the Mizbur Le Savar, since they could explain it to him, and he would grasp it, they could explain it to him, and he gets it, and he was able to ask with real understanding of what he's asking, Meida Yada, so he's someone who understands business well. All right. So why did he throw the seeds at me? Hi David Achi Chutzpah Yaser to Hu Davabe. He's a very big machutzit. He's a very brazen person. He's disrespectful. He's a disrespectful guy. He starts throwing seeds at the rabbis. But bottom line is he understands his business, and a person who understands his business, the deals do work, even though he is younger than 20. Yeah, question. No, the court would have to appoint an apotropos. So of course. Sure. No problem. Tov Ben Zalman. And what was the name? Yitzchak Ben Shmuel Avram. Hashem should have an aliyah. Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. So now a new halacha. Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, said, even though the sage has suspended the capability of a 13-year-old to make a business deal in land that he gets easily, and they said, you've got to wait till 20, but ule edus, eduso edus. But if he wants to testify, that he can testify. So he could testify. Even though he's 13, he could testify about deals. What's wrong? Okay. Amar Marzutra. Marzutra, though, dials down now what Rav Huna taught. L'amar ne'elum taltli. If he's younger than 20, he can testify about movables. Avalim Makarkai lo, but he can't testify about land. Since the sages took away from him the ability to sell land in certain instances, so apparently they also Based on that, he doesn't really pay attention so well to the prices of land. And since he doesn't pay attention to the prices of land, so he now doesn't have credibility to tell us about land. Amalei Rav Ashi Limar Zutra. So Rav Ashi said to Mar Zutra, Maishna Metalti Dizvine Zvine. So now, why are movables different? Because he can still sell movables. You know, the truth is, you can sell movables even younger than 13. Elameata, that's now we have a Mishnah. Hapu'utos, the sages legislated that to help children have enough to eat, they gave children who understand the ability to sell movables from the ages of 7 or 8. Hapu'utos, these little kids, mekhan mekach, memkaran memkar, the mitaltalin, they are able to sell movables if they understand the consequences and the businesses, etc. They know well business. So, it's interesting. The sages legislated that for movables they could sell younger than 13, and for land that they inherit from father, they can't sell even over 13. So one second. So, you're going to say that a child who's 7 or 8 could testify about movables? Achanami de edus and edus? Are we going to say that their testimony is testimony? So, you don't understand what I was telling you, he answers. I'm not saying that the ability to testify is solely a question on the ability to sell. I'm saying if he can't sell, he can't testify. But the fact that he could sell doesn't mean that he could testify. He also has to be an adult. So he said, no, Amar Leih Hasam, in regards to movables and the kid who's 7 or 8, the Torah says, and the two men will stand and testify. If he's 7 or 8 and he can sell, based on a rabbinic enactment, he's still not one of the Anashim, he's not one of the men. So in regards to testimony, he can't testify, but he has the ability to sell. All right, another, you know, carve-out. So we had, it's an interesting halacha. Under 20 can't sell, but sometimes he could if he really understands what he's doing. Because he can't sell, he can't be a witness. But in regards to movables, he'd be able to be a witness. But under 13, he couldn't be a witness in regards to movables. And now another carve-out. This heir who inherits land from his father can't sell the land, but he can give it away as a gift if he's over 13 and younger than 20. Amle Rav Ashi la'amemar. Rav Ashi said to Amemar, Hashtu mazvinu d'makabel zuzi amr t'lo, d'ma mozul u'mazvin. Now you're saying a sale he can't do because maybe he's going to undercharge and sell, even though he's getting money. So kol shekein matanet lo matzilei v'lo midi. So certainly a gift where he's not getting anything. You shouldn't allow him to give away a gift. He's irresponsible. How could you allow him to give away a gift? Amar lei, so Amemar told him, no. Amemar explained, no. If you think this is an enactment based on profits, Zavin Shavi Chamish Peshita, let's say he gets a great deal. His fields are worth 5, and he's able to get them sold for 6. Hachanami Dezvine Zvine, do you think then that it would be a sale? No. The rabbis know that the typical young teenager gets very excited about immediate pleasure. He's very excited about the coins. And therefore, if you're going to say that he has the ability to sell, then zimnin, it might happen. They're going to, you know, dangle, you know, they're going to clank together some coins in front of him. And then he's going to go and sell all of his father's property for a terribly low price. So that's why, even if in this instance he got a good price, we're not going to let it stand. Because as a policy, we can't let kids have the ability to sell land, because too often they're going to sell it at the wrong price for them, for themselves. However, Abel Gabi Matana, but in regards to a gift that he gives, every gift, as we've seen earlier, is in a little bit of sale. I only give you a gift because I feel good based on what you've done for me. You did for me all sorts of things, I give you a gift. To give a big gift, to give away the land that a person inherits from his father, it would only be when he's feeling very grateful because of a lot of good that was done for him. So you know what? Am Rabbanan Tehevi Matana Samatana. The sages said, no, we want him to be able to give a gift. Then people will do big favors for him. And we want him to be getting good favors. So therefore, a gift he has the ability to do, a sale he doesn't have the ability to do. All right, going back to the issues of adulthood. We've learned that when a boy is 13 and he has two hairs, he's an adult. Girl, when she's 12 and a day, and she has two hairs, she's an adult. Some Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman had a tradition from Shmuel. Botkin. There are a whole series of halachic areas where we need to actually check the body to make sure that the person is an adult. Number one, l'kiddushin, for marriage. Let's say a boy in the seventh grade of a local school runs over to a girl and he says to two friends in the eighth grade, all right, you guys watch here, you're the witnesses. And he hands her a bag of french fries and says, Ariya Mikudesh Asli, you're married to me with this bag of french fries. So we need to now check. We need to check. Bag of french fries is worth a pruta. It's worth more than 2 cents. And we need to now check him. So we take him into the bathroom. We have him take down his pants. And we see, does he have two pubic hairs? If he has two hairs, and he's over 13. So now it was a kiddushin. She's going to need a get. And now she's prohibited to a kohen. If she gets kiddushin from somebody else, if the month didn't work, if she didn't get a get yet, we have to check him. So in terms of seeing whether a marriage took effect, we need a check to make sure he's an adult. Why has it nothing to do with bat mitzvah? This is what makes a person bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah.
So, even to be like the gay mitzvah,
as an adult, yeah, an adult has to have simanim. L'kiddushin, l'gerushin, the same is true for a divorce. Whether a person can give a divorce, we have to check to see if he's 13 and two hairs.
But you can get married without being 13.
The Gemara's going to ask that. That's great. The Gemara's going to answer in Yibum. So okay. Normally, you're right. The Gemara says, well, if you already checked him to make sure he was 13 and he had two hairs at the marriage, what do you have to check for the divorce?
Right.
The Gemara says, because there is possible for a marriage of younger than 13 in the case of Yibum. Let's say a guy's brother dies
right. Without
children, so really that marriage is continuing. So then the brother who's 9... who has Bia can already have Yibum and be married to the widow, but to divorce he needs to be 13. So when he wants a divorce, we'll have to check to make sure he has the two heirs. All right, case number 3, L'chalitza. In regards to Chalitza, we need to check that they be adults. A minor can't do Chalitza. Ulumiyunin. And if a girl was married off as a minor by her brother or mother, so it's only a rabbinic marriage, so she can refuse it. But once she's an adult, she can't refuse it. So we check her to make sure she has two hairs, and then we say, sorry, you couldn't refuse, you need to get. But law number 5, v'lim kor b'nichsei aviv, to sell property that he inherits from father, ad sheyeh ben esrim, he has to be 20. So now the Gemara asks these questions. First, David's question. Once we checked him to make sure he was 13, that his kiddushin was kiddushin, l'gerushin lamali. So then why do I need to check to make sure he's an adult to do the divorce? He could never have been married if he wasn't an adult. And so the Gemara, we're talking about yibum. Yibum can happen even when he's not yet an adult. It's not as we went to the Mishnah, but it's shan of Yom Echad. Shabal Yavimto, if somebody is 9 years and a day, so his Bia is Bia, Knaf, he has Bia with the Avama, they are married. However, he knows him get, but if he wants to give a get, he can only do that at Yigdal once he's 13 and he has the two hairs. L'chalitza, why do we need a check for Chalitza to have two hairs? Lafuk Medir Biosi, this is to say that Shmuel didn't pass on like Biosi. Da'amar, who said, Ish Kasuba Par Shaval Isha, Bank Dolo, Bank Tana, that the cholates, the man has to be a man over 13, but the woman can even be a minor to do the chalitza. Kamashmala, no, the makshin nishal ish, we compare woman to man, and just like man has to be over 13, she has to be over 12 with two hairs, to look Rabbi Yossi, not look Rabbi Yossi. Law number 4 was that we check a girl who does miyun to make sure she's not yet an adult, but if she is an adult, the miyun wasn't a miyun, she's going to need to get. La fukim in Rabbi Yehuda, that's to prove Rabbi Yehuda wrong. Tamar, who says that she can do miyun even when she has two hairs, for like a couple of months more, ad sheyir b'shachor, until the blackness of the hairs increases. In other words, until the hairs grow long and it looks like the whole area is covered with hair. Kamash malan, so the point of Shmuel was the lok Reb Yehuda, not lok Reb Yehuda. It's not that she's got another 6 months, let's say, or 4 months after she got her hairs. No, right when she has two hairs, even though they're little hairs, she can't do mi'un anymore. And then finally, law number five, v'lim kor b'nichsei aviv, ad sheyei ben eser. However, to sell property he inherits from father, he has to be 20. To exclude the opinion who says that once he's 18, he can sell the property he inherits from father. So now the halacha at the end of all these discussions. Number one, toch zman k'lifnei zman. Within the 20th year, it's like before the 20th year. He has to complete a full 20 years to be able to sell property he inherits from father. But also, is like the story with Gidul Bar Menashe, that if he's younger than 20 and he inherits father's property, but he's very gifted in business, the deal would work. And halacha number three, Mar Zutra, halacha is like Mar Zutra, that a child is younger than 20. A child younger than 20 who doesn't know business is not believed about witness, not can't serve as a witness in regards to land, but he can serve as a witness in regards to movables. The Hilchasan Allah is like a Amemar, even though a child younger than 20 cannot sell land, he can give away land, because the sages did want him to get gifts, to be the recipient of benefits. And finally, Hilchasak Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Bekulu, Allah is like these five things that we just said from Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, that for Kiddushin and Gerishin and Chalitza and Mi'un, we check to make sure about adulthood. And to sell, a person has to be 20 to be able to sell the property of land that he inherited from his father. What's that?
To Yabamas, they can do...
Yeah, even if she's younger, right? If her father married her off, and then her husband died without children, she has Yibum. Yeah. She doesn't need to be an adult. Again, we are learning about the concept of Matnas Shchiv Merah, the gift of a dying man, which the sages enacted because they were worried about him panicking. So they wanted to make sure he could make a deal. So now we learn that there is actually an argument about the whole concept that Belazar, till now we've been saying it happens with a command. But actually Belazar is of the opinion that it needs a kinyan. So that's what the Mishnah says. Machalik nachasav al piv, a person who's giving out his assets when he is very, very ill, just with his words. So Rabbi Lazar says, Echad bari ve'echad masukan, whether he's healthy or he's very ill, nachasim sheyesh lamachrayus, if he's trying to give away land, so he needs to do the regular kinyanim for land, regular acquisitions. So he has to do either niknim bekesef, the recipient either has to give him some money, or shtar, they have to have a contract that they sign, or a chazaka, where the recipient has to do an act of ownership over the land. Sheila machrayas, things that are not land, that you don't rely on, movables, and the only way to acquire it is through pulling it, through an act of acquisition. So Rebbe Lazar, after we have like 30 blot of talking about, you know, Divrei Shivrak, Iksuvim Chimasurin Dami, we finally discover Belazar and Kufnan Vav. By the way, he doesn't think so. He thinks that it's like a regular kinyan of a regular person, of a bari. You have to do a regular Maisa kinyan, land, either Kesef Shtar or Chazaka, movables, Mashicha, or Agav, or Chalipin, but regular kinyan, you can't have the words don't make the kinyan. So the sages disagree. The sages till now have been telling us that the words of a dying man are enough. So they tried to prove it from a story. Amru lo, they said to him, but Maisa, there was a story, Be'iman Shobnei Rochel, with the mother of these children of this guy named Rochel. Shaisa Chola, she was very sick. V'amran, she said, Tnu kvinasi lebiti. This was like some type of a piece of jewelry that was like on the ankle. It was like an ankle handcuffs. What do they call it? An anklet. All right, an anklet. There was some type of piece of jewelry put on the ankle to like hold the dress close to the leg. And it was so valuable. It was b'shnei maser money. It was worth 1,200 zuz. A very valuable little piece of jewelry. And she said, give it to my daughter. She had sons. She said, give it to my daughter, so it's not an inheritance, right? It's a samat neshchiv mera. Umeisa, she died, v'kimas dvarel. And they fulfilled her words. So you see that the words themselves create the acquisition, unlike your Belazar, who say you need to do meshicha. Samalahen, so Belazar said, no, that's not a good proof. B'nei rochel tikvarem imen. The children of Rochel, they really should die in their mother's lifetime. They're bad people.
But she wasn't really dead.
Yeah, she gave them a curse. She gave them a curse. They're bad people. And since they're bad people, so basically we have a rule, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin can take away property. So Bezdin wanted to take away the property from these boys because they were bad and give it to the daughter. Good. So the mother gave her commands, give it to the daughter even though she has sons. So really, normally, we would say you have to do an act of acquisition. Oh, but if it's to get money away from bad people, even without an act of acquisition, Bezdin will give the money away because of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. In this case, Bezdin will take away the money in order to keep it away from these wicked boys. What's the question, Gabriel?
So are we sorry that what the mother has done was not valid because there was no kinyan?
We'd say
even though she was
any other dying person, it wouldn't work with that because there was no kinyan. But because Rebbe Lazar, that's his view, but he said this situation was to try to take away assets from wicked boys, so the sages made it work even without a kinyan.
And then he cursed them, but we just learned you shouldn't curse.
Right. We just learned you shouldn't curse. Apparently because they were Rishayim, it was okay to curse. All right, so the Mishnah has us, you know, a story of the sages trying to prove their point against Rebbe Lazar. The Braisa has Rebbe Lazar trying to prove his point. Rebbe Lazar says to the sages, but I have a story where you see you do need a kinyan. There was a story with this guy from Maron or Madon. He was in Yerushalayim. He had lots of movables. He wanted to give it as a gift. And apparently he was dying. He was very sick. Amrlo, so the sages said, listen, Einlehem Takani, there's no way you can give away all these movables. Your words don't work. What you can do is that Shiyakna Gavkarka, go buy some land, and then you can give over ownership of the land through Chalipin, and then by dint of giving over land, you can also throw into the deal movables. So that's what he did. Halacholaka Beis Sela Echad, he bought this little plot of land that was hard as a rock. Samuchli Yerushalayim. It was near Yerushalayim. That was land hard like a rock. It wasn't expensive. Yeah. So he said, Tzfono, the northern part of this little piece of land, Leploni, is for so-and-so. V'imo, and with the land, Me'azuz, Me'achavios, Me'achavios, 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Ludromo, then in the south of this area of Leploni, it's for somebody else. V'imo, Me'atzono, Me'achavios, and with it, another 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Mason, he died, and the sages fulfilled his words. You see, he had to do an act of acquisition. He did a kinyan agav, and that's why the deal worked. So you see, it's a proof to me that commands alone are not enough. Amrlos, the sages said back to Rebbe Lazar, Nisham Rai, you think that's a proof? Maroni Bari Haya. That guy, he was healthy. So he was healthy. Of course his words don't work. Of course he has to do an act of acquisition.
But Rabbi, even if he had been a Shriv Merah and he had done a Kinyan, it wouldn't prove that the gift of a Shriv Merah without a Kinyan does not work.
It would, because he had gone to the sages, right? And they told him, you have to go do Kinyan Agav. Wow. Right? Because if the words of a Shriv Merah alone work, then the sages would have said, so just say some words.
I don't understand why this works. Mission is here. Shouldn't it have been like...
Yeah, that's a great question.
In the first one, we learned about it.
Yeah, after all these discussions about the dying man gift, now we discover that the question is a question.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Can't make it easy.
All right. So going back to the Mishnah actually said there was an argument between Rabbi Elazar and the sages whether a dying man can give a gift just with words, which is what we've been learning till now, or he has to do an act of acquisition. And the sages tried to prove their case from a story. They said the mother of Bnei Rochel was dying, and she verbally gifted this anklet, and it worked. So he said, oh no, those are bad people. So of course it works, but the sages always look for an excuse to take away money from bad people. Bnei Rochel, the children of Rochel, Tikbar and Imam, they should have died in the lifetime of their mother. My time of Kalaitlu, why is he cursing them? What makes them so bad? So Amar Yudim or Shmuel, Mekai Mekotzim Mekerim Hayu. These were people who had vineyards, and they had certain thorns that were edible to the camels growing in the vineyards. And they didn't try to remove them. They were informed of them, and they said, oh, let them stay. So that, according to Belazar, is considered kilayim. That's considered mixing grapes with another vegetable. And as a result, the whole vineyard is really prohibited. And so the people who keep, you know, kilayim and sell kilayim are wicked people. This is Rabbi Elazar Shitaso, the time we looked at the Mishnah. Hamakayim kotzim bekerem, a person who actively wants to keep the thorns in the vineyard. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says if he knows about it, he wants it to grow there, he leaves it there. Kidei, she causes all the grapes to become consecrated and prohibited. But the sages say, lo kidei, she didn't make the grapes prohibited, because thorns, according to the sages, don't make kilayim. Eladavar shekamo makayim, things that normal people want to have, that would make kilayim. You know, cucumbers, wheat, but not a bunch of thorns. So Amar Rav Chanina, my time to Belazar, it's the logic of Belazar, shekein v'arabia makayim kotzim besadus l'gmaleim, because in Arabia, people like the thorns, and they grow the thorns in order to feed it to their camels. All right, another halach about a dying man. Amar Rablevi said, we're about to see this in the next Mishnah. Even though the rabbis made a law that you can't do an act of kinyan on Shabbos, konin kinyan mishchiv merafilu b'Shabbos, if he's a dying man, he's trying to give away his assets, we'll do an act of chalipin with him even on Shabbos. Why? We're here because we want him to calm down. It's not because, oh, we're worried maybe Rabbi Elazar is right that a dying man needs to do an act of acquisition for it to work. Ella, the point is, Shema Titrof Daito Alav. We don't want him to be more agitated. And therefore, to calm him down from being more agitated is also permitted. So the sages waived their prohibition of don't do acquisitions on Shabbos to help a very ill man not get very upset. Ah, right. That's right. But apparently, Yisurim Drabbanim they allow. They allow all Yisurim Drabbanim. So, in fact, in the back here, in the Masifta, they quote the Sholem Eshiv, the Rav of Lemberg, who was asked about riding on a horse to get to someone who's very ill on Shabbos. He said it's permitted, even though there are a lot of rabbinic prohibitions in riding on a horse. There's using animals, there's the fact that there's the rabbinic prohibition he might pull down a branch, there's going out of the tchum, but he did permit it in order to calm people down. All right, next Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar. Omer Rabbi Elazar says, even though Rabbi Elazar holds that a dying man needs to do an act of acquisition to give away his assets, but b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Dvarav Kayamim, he doesn't need to do an act of acquisition, his words make the deal work. Because on Shabbos you can't do an act of acquisition or licht over to write it down. But during the week he has to do an act of acquisition. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says the opposite. If they said on Shabbos he can give an acquisition just with words, certainly during the week, so during the week when he's allowed to do a regular act of acquisition, certainly his words should work.
Anyway, he can do it with the din during the week.
What is the big deal? Kayotzibo, a similar argument. We have a concept, zachen lekatan. So even though a child can't necessarily acquire, you could acquire a gift for him if you're an adult. Vein zachel and gadol, but you can't acquire for an adult because let him acquire for himself. Tivri belezer, tivri belezer. Rabbi Yeshua Amar no. The katan amruf, they say that you can acquire for a child. Kal v'chomer le gadol, certainly you can acquire for an adult. No, just in general. In general.
But you acquire as his agent or as his
as his agent.
Administrator.
No, as his agent. To do him a favor. To do him a favor, they said you can acquire from him. Yeah, so just to share one added halacha, again, from the back here of the Masifta Gemaros, the Rambam teaches us that we have to be very, very careful with widows and orphans. The Rambam says even a widow or an orphan that is wealthy, very sensitive, it's very hard for them, and a person has to be very, very careful. The Torah says, don't cause pain. To a widow and an orphan, Hashem says, I am the Dayan al-Manos, you know, Avi Somim, the Dayan al-Manos, the father of the orphans and the advocate for the widows. So how old is someone considered an orphan? So the Rambam says, until he's independent. So the Poskim say, based on today's Gemara, that means till 20. Since we say that he can't sell the land he inherits, until he's 20, he's not independent until he's 20, but once he's 20, then he doesn't have the status of an orphan anymore. All right. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Omer Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas HaYisrael, L'Fichach Yirbalem Torah U'Mitzvah, Shenemar Adonai Chafetz L'Matzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadin.